how does the physician-patient interaction help with the initial possibility that a patient's illness is an autoimmune process?
Yeah, so this is actually not an easy process, and it's common for patients, as you mentioned, to see several physicians before the diagnosis is finally made. Part of it is that, as you mentioned, the initial presentation can be nonspecific, relatively vague, or may be suggestive of common illnesses or infections such as a sinusitis or even a urinary tract infection. I think that the story comes together when the patient and the physician recognize that there are multiple symptoms going on. And at first sight or first encounter, it's not clear that these various symptoms are related. So I think that it's important for patients when they encounter their physician to really mention everything they feel and not assume that what they're feeling is unrelated to their main chief complaint. So if one has a sinusitis or an ear infection and sees a physician for that because that's what's on their mind on the first day, don't worry about mentioning that you also have a rash or that you also have joint pain. And it's just putting all these various pieces of the puzzle together that clues in the physician that there is something affecting the entire body, not just the sinuses or the joints going on. And when these various pieces of the puzzles are put on the table, that you realize that you're dealing with a bigger picture that needs to be put together and start the workup to think about what might be going on in the entire body.
In fact, it's not just at the moment in time when the patient sees the physician. In diseases such as multiple sclerosis, there may have been episodes that are in the past that have had neurological symptoms that people couldn't put together. So it's in many autoimmune diseases, it's not just the current history, it's also the past history that helps put things together. So what you're suggesting is that patients really, before they go see the physician, write down all of their symptoms and write down maybe things that have happened to them in the past.
Right. And not be shy about mentioning it. Sometimes we have patients that come back and say, well, I didn't mention it because I didn't think it was relevant. Well, don't worry about that. Mention it. And if it's not relevant, so be it. But at least you've shared this with the physician and it helps the physician put two and two together and connect the dots, so to speak.
So what kind of physician should a patient with an autoimmune disease see? Who's the first group of physicians? You said the individuals may have seen several physicians before they finally get a diagnosis. Where to start and then who to migrate to over the course of time?
You know, your primary care physician is always a good place to start. Several patients end up seeing specialists of various kinds, lung specialist or ear, nose, and throat or neurologists. Again, I think that what helps get to the diagnosis is making each physician aware of what else might be going on in a patient's life, what other symptoms are going on, what other physicians you have seen. The diagnosis ends up being made by any variety of physicians, usually by trying to bring all of the sources of information together and bringing them into a synthetic whole, so to speak. I want to say that more and more we realize and we recognize that the diagnosis and the care of patients with autoimmune disease is not a single physician process, but it's a team of physicians, nurses, specialists, subspecialists, pharmacists, working together to take care of the entire patient, each one with their own expertise. I think also it's important that a patient establishes a very good rapport with at least one physician that will take the lead in coordinating the care and coordinating the various specialists so that the care is not fragmented, but really fits in a comprehensive and coordinated whole.
One chief chef, not
right.
Multiple cooks.
Right. And the chef, as Celeste Lee mentioned, has to be the patient. So the patient and physician is really a collaborative work to address the problem. One cannot do it on his or her own.
The patient's in the driver's seat. We physicians are really in the passenger seat trying to make sure that the driver is able to stay on the road.